Christmas is the time of the year to spend the ones you love. What a wonderful feeling.
What's going on, everybody? Chatty Papa. Irrit Bobcast, episode 37. We're here. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Oh, man. Hashtag COVID for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened. You know, we came last week. It was an abbreviated episode, but I wanted to make sure that I got y'all taken care of. Because, dadgummit, the show must go on. Everybody and their goddamn mammy, pappy, grandpappy, auntie, uncle, cousin, cousin, kissing cousin, everybody's getting COVID. Okay? It's just part of it. So, you know, it's just hopefully when you get it, it don't get you too bad. And I didn't go and get an actual test, but I'm 99% sure I had COVID. I had mainly mine was just cough. I had a fever a couple of times. I know my mom's had it. My dad had it. Multiple members of my family have had it. Everybody's fine though, thank goodness. We're getting through it. And the crazy thing is that I'm stopped up, but that's just normal, just sinus stuff. But I feel better now that I've recovered than I felt before I got it, which I've heard people say. You know, my energy's back. I've lost 16 pounds. Which, I'll take it. You know what I'm saying? When you're a fat person, if you can lose weight, it doesn't really matter how you do it. As long as it comes off of you, you know. But that's what happens when you go 10 days without doing anything but drinking orange juice, water, Gatorade, and eating you a can of noodle soup every, you know, 7-8 hours. Oh, man. You know, people are... It's just that time of year, man, you know, and the world is, 2020 needs to go fuck itself, okay? Now, we're almost out of it. This is going to be the last episode of the Chatty Bobcast for 2020, thank goodness. You know, this year we didn't do as many episodes, but we're back to weekly episodic releases for your boys and girls and non-binaries and transgenders and, you know, gay, straight, tall, fat, skinny, small, whether you identify as a human being or a fucking chocolate donut, okay? I love all of you, okay? Whatever it is that you wake up in the morning and see in the mirror, as long as you're not a pedophile or a murderer or a rapist, I love you, okay? Now, yeah, it's time. I've got to work today. This is being recorded on Christmas Eve, but we're actually, you know, breaking the fourth wall. But I haven't started working yet. I don't work for another about 30, 40 minutes. So figured I'd get the episode cranked out for y'all. And I'm just glad to be feeling better. You know what I mean? Next week I could have, you know, COVID-21, you know, because now that you finally feel like, well, you had it and it's over with, you know, what's going on now? They're like, well, there's a strain that's about 70% more, powerful in the UK right now. So just stay in the house and put a fucking trash bag over your face for the rest of your goddamn life. Cause you ain't got a chance not getting this shit, okay? I love you. You know, we normally have a big Friday, you know, Christmas morning family get-together. That's canceled. with our whole family. We're going to try to do it on New Year's. But I mean, it's just not worth it, you know? But the fact that I'm alive, Johnny Five, and my family's in good health and my friends are in good health, you know, that's all you can ask for. This year has been a year for the books. I mean, the crazy thing about 2020 is this. Let me just break down my 2020 for y'all, okay? Summarization, all right? Synopsis, if you will, in public. I don't remember 2020, to be honest with you. It feels like we're in a simulation that started in March. I remember 2020 started off with a big fuck you in the face with Kobe Bryant passing away, okay? And that was, I think that was January. R.I.P. Kobe, Black Mamba, R.I.P. Gianna. That's how you knew the world was going shit all over itself. And then, let me look up something else too. Got my Google machine. I'm telling you, dude, I'm very professional. Believe it or not. Yeah, so Kobe Bryant passed away. Let's see. He passed away January 26th, 2020. Okay. And then February seemed like it was over. I remember there was the whole deal in January, February, them trying to impeach Trump. There was that whole thing. I remember that vaguely. And then I remember the beginning of March, people started talking about this coronavirus thing that they'd been talking about for months in the other countries, but nobody in the U.S. was like, oh, this is not a big deal. It's China's shit. We're America. We're America, okay? And then I just remember vaguely my buddy Skeggs, who's been my buddy for 20 years, his birthday's March, first week of March. So me and him went to grab some lunch one day for his birthday. I think it was a couple days after his birthday, maybe March 10th, March 11th. We went to Olive Garden, and we were wondering what was going on because they were separating everybody's tables. And to that, we heard people, we were like, what's going on? Because nobody really knew what this COVID shit was, especially in America. I mean, we've never dealt with anything like this, you know? And I remember we were just like, this is weird. I hear them talking about they may shut down the restaurants. I'm like, what? Shut down restaurants? The world can't shut down. And then I remember sitting in my room. I was working on some music. And then I get this notification to da-na-na, da-na-na from ESPN. It says Rudy Gobert contracted COVID-19 and the NBA season is shut down. I was like, wait a minute. What's happening? That's when I knew shit hit the fan, man. That's how I know. I was like, okay, this is legit then. What's happening? What's going on? So that's when the news started. And that's when you start seeing all this stuff happening. Rudy Gobert was joking around and rubbing his balls and his hands all over the damn microphone after a press conference. And then Donovan Mitchell, his teammate, got it, and they shut the whole season down. This is all in March. So, that being a thing, this is when everything started ramping up. They were ramping up. COVID. So, everybody starts going, what's going on? You know, I'm still working at the store, at the retail store, at the level at Best Buy. But then they started making announcements about how they were going to. So, then in March, they made an announcement to where they were going to furlough all of the part-time employees, and so basically they did a 30-day deal where everybody was getting paid. All full-timers were getting paid or whatever. At the end of that 30 days, they announced that they were furloughing all of the part-time employees at Best Buy. Luckily, I'm full-time. I've been full-time for years. So we had like a 90-employee roster or whatever, you know, that worked there. Well, when they called me back in April after a month's time, that's when I recorded 99% of my album I recorded in a 30-day quarantine or whatever, which the album's available now, number 22. My best performing album to date. It was my 22nd album, so we're going to start working on the new one here in the next couple of months. But we go back to work. I get called back to work after a month off of nothing but drinking Crown Peach and making rap music, okay, and getting paid for it. I get called back to work. Now, keep in mind, I am a sales guy. But because we went down from 80-something employees to 28 employees, now we have to work. Your boy had to work in a warehouse. So from April, all of May, all of June, I'm doing warehouse shit, picking orders, unloading trucks, hating myself. Because I went from going to doing absolutely nothing but drinking alcohol to doing grunt work, which is nothing wrong with that. But it was a learning experience. So I was back working at the store. Store wasn't even open. They only had curbside pickup. It was actually nice once I got used to it. Well, then the end of June was coming up, and they were saying we're going to start letting customers in the store again. Well, then when that happened, an opportunity came up to where Best Buy was starting a remote chat support. Well, they approached me about it, and initially I was going to be like, hell no, because I thought I was going to have to talk on the phone. Well, it's not a phone support. It's just chat. It's just web support. So I said, yeah, I'll try. They said, yeah, well, it may be, 30, 45 days, 90 days at the most. I was like, okay, cool. Worst case, I don't like it. I'll come back 90 days. That was like June 28th, I think, is when that started. And it's December 25th, and I'm still doing chat support 6 months later. I spoke with. And most likely, I'm going to be continuing to do it, which I love doing it now because I've gotten used to it. It's more beneficial to me. I don't have to spend money on gas. I don't have to deal with people directly, especially with all this COVID stuff. So that's that, man. That's just kind of the year for me. I've been working remotely for the last 6 months. I haven't written any music since April. I've been doing a lot, been very active on the YouTube accounts. Your boy went through a 4 month phase of collecting cologne. That's my fragrance Frankie stage, as my boy Paul Viz and Friday the 14th call me, fragrance Frankie. I bought a couple of bottles of cologne and then said, oh shit, you can collect this shit? Well, y'all know how I do. 250 bottles later, my house smells like Dillard's. And then I came to the realization of, why do you have 250 bottles of cologne, Chad? You're a fucking idiot. So I sold, 90%. I'm down to like 30, 40 bottles now. And I still collect movies and all that good stuff. But it's been a weird year, man. I just wanted to give that breakdown. But it's been a good year because we're still here at the end of it. It's definitely, 2020 is definitely a year that I'll never forget in my lifetime. Even if I wanted to. Corona's not going anywhere, doesn't look like. So, let me get this text sent back. But yeah, man, that's kind of how the world's went for your boy. Luckily, I've had a lot of family and friends that are still, being able to work, being able to do what they normally do. And I'm very thankful for Best Buy has been able to take care of me through all this. I haven't missed a paycheck. They actually gave grants to full-time employees. From when COVID first hit, they gave us an extra 40 hours of PTO time during all that. Best Buy's done a great job of taking care of us. As far as I can say, me being a full-time employee, And that's why I'll continue to work for them as long as I can, because it pays well, and they really take care of the employees. So salute to my job. It's honestly, man, it's just been one of those kind of years. But what are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? What are you gonna do? You gonna cry about it, saddlebags? Or are you gonna fucking pick up your goddamn bootstraps and fucking slap kick somebody across the face? Shit. Oh, what's this? Just in. Week 15 in the NFL season. We're here to give you scores, because that's what I like to do, motherfuckers. Look here. The Chadges went a nail biter to the Las Vegas Raiders, NOT 30-27. The Bills continue to be a beast. Beat the Broncos 48-19. Holy shit. Then we've got the Packers defeating the Panthers 24-16. Of course, the Houston Texans couldn't give my Titans any kind of help. And the Colts win 27-20. I hate Phillip Rivers. We're tied for first place with the Colts. We have the tiebreaker because we have a better division record, but we've still got to win. We got to beat the Texans next week. We get the win over the Detroit Lions 46-25. Again, just destroying people with our offense. Bears beat the Vikings 33-27. Seahawks beat the Washington football team 20-15. The Dolphins win another one. They beat the Patriots 22-12. Ravens whipped the Jaguars, who are awful this year, 40-14. Chance Richardson's Falcons lose another one to the Buccaneers, 31-27. The Cowboys beat the Niners, 41-33. Cardinals beat the Eagles, 33-26. Jets beat the Rams, 23-20. Mahomes Chiefs beat the Saints, 32-29. The Browns whipped the Giants 20-6, and the Steelers lose another one. Juju Smith-Royster Schuster was dancing all over that emblem, and he got his fucking ass whipped later in the game. Karma's a bitch, ain't it, Juju? Bengals beat the Steelers. Let me just read you the stats of my boys real quick, okay? Tennessee Titans. Ryan Tannehill was 21 of 27 for 273 and 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Motherfuckers. Derrick Henry, the best running back in the NFL, 24 carries, 147, 1 touchdown. Tannehill also ran 2 touchdowns. So Ryan Tannehill had 5 total touchdowns. Corey Davis had 4 catches for 110 and a score. AJ had 5 catches for 44 and a touchdown. The rookie Darrington Evans finally got him a score. He got him a touchdown catch. Jonnu had 5 catches, 52 yards. And then people want to say, oh, it was just the Detroit Lions. That's what you say. Then the week before that, they said, oh, it was just the Jacksonville Jaguars. It is what it is. Looking over the standings, I cannot believe the Buffalo Bills are 11-3. Listen to this. The Buffalo Bills are 11-3 in the AFC East. The Miami Dolphins are 9-5. The Patriots are 6-8. Chew on that. That's 2020 for you. And of course, the AFC West is the Chiefs. I mean, they're 13-1. They're running away with it. Raiders are 7-7, but they're not going to the playoffs. The Steelers, who are 11-0, have dropped 3 straight, and are only 1 game above the Browns, who are 10-5. Ravens are 9-5. So just that's going to be that AFC North is getting very close. Now, the Titans and the Colts tied it for first at 10-4. However, we are 5-3 Okay. We're both 10-4, but we have the tiebreaker because of our division record. In the NFC, the Washington football team is first place in the NFC East, and they are 6-8. That is how dog shit the NFC East is this year. Cowboys are 5-9, Giants are 5-9, Eagles are 4-9-1. That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Seahawks are 10-5 in the NFC West. They're a game above the Rams, who are 9-5, who are a game above the Cardinals, who are 8-6. But listen to this shit. The 49ers, who was in the Super Bowl last year, are bottom in the NFC West at 5-9, man. It's crazy. Green Bay Packers lead the NFC North, clearly, 11-3. Bears are 7-7. Vikings 6-8. Lions 5-9. In the NFC South, you got another close one, too. Saints are 10-4. Only a game up on the Buccaneers, who are 9-5. And then the Panthers and Falcons are both 4-10. So, it's going to be close, man. The Washington football team may win the NFC East without even having a winning record, if they win out. That's crazy. Crazy, man. People can say what they want to say about my Titans, man, but I'm a diehard Titans fan. Anytime I post any kind of positive thing about the Titans, people want to say something smart. It's what they do, man. But we have the best offense in the NFL and one of the worst defenses. So chew on that. I mean, you know, passing-wise, Ryan Tannehill's having a very good year, man. He's middle of the road as far as yards. He's got 3,482 yards, but he's got thrown 31 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions. Only 5 interceptions. Mahomes has got almost 5,000 yards of passing. But we have a chance this year to be the first team ever to have a 4,000-yard passer, a 2,000-yard rusher, and 2 1,000-yard receivers. My boy Derrick Henry is now clearly winning the rushing title. He's 1,679 yards rushing, 15 touchdowns. Dalvin Cook is second with 1,484 and 15 touchdowns. So, again, people say what they want to say. Derrick Henry's the best running back in the NFL. You can say whatever you want. I don't give a fuck what you say. He doesn't catch enough passes. He's not a fucking running back that has to catch passes. Stupid. What about Stephon Diggs, man? Stephon Diggs, DeAndre Hopkins, and Travis Kelce all in the 1,300-yard receiving club. Devontae Adams has 14 touchdown catches. So it's been a solid year, man. I've been having a lot of fun. You know, I always follow the NFL real close. I don't follow NBA. I may try this year. They're just so political, man. I just can't get over it. They can't just shut up and play basketball, man. They're all talking. It's always about pushing a narrative instead of just playing ball, bro. But this week's going to be interesting. You got the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Colts. You know, if all we've got to do is have Indianapolis lose. Pittsburgh's lost 3 in a row. I'm going to need Pittsburgh to win a game and knock the Colts out. That way it won't even matter what we do. We play the Packers this week, who are 11-3. It's a Sunday night game this week. You know, if we don't have to beat the Packers, we have to beat the Texans if the Colts keep winning. Because right now, you know, the way things being what they are, in the playoff picture, we are the fourth team. Okay, if you look at it like this, the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Steelers are the top three squads. And then we have the chance to win the AFC South. All we've got to do is the Colts either have to lose or we just need to win. We just need to keep winning. Even if we don't, we could still get a wild card spot, but I don't even want to risk that because you got the Browns right there. You got the Dolphins right there. So I don't want to leave anything to chance, man. Top three squads in the NFC, the Packers, Saints, and Seahawks, of course. And the 6-8 Washington football team is in first place in the NFC East. That's 2020, man. That was our NFL update. I want to play y'all something. I don't know if y'all have heard this. This is going to be the first time I've played an audio excerpt on my podcast. Tom Cruise laid into his crew for not following COVID-19 safety protocols. Okay, and when I say laid into them, let's just peep it real quick.
You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us! Because they believe in us and what we're doing! I'm on the phone with every studio at night! Insurance companies! Producers! And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies! We are creating thousands of jobs, you
Tom!
I don't ever want to see it again!
That's just an excerpt. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but you can tell in the audio that he's yelling at his crew for not following COVID restrictions, but he's yelling at them with a mask on, so it's muffled. But he's basically, it's a 2-minute rant. I don't want to play the whole thing, but it's basically Tom Cruise going off saying, we're getting this damn movie made. It's Mission Impossible 36, I guess. Talking about how many jobs they're providing and how you can just tell how pissed off he is. It's an epic rant, man. Check, y'all can just YouTube search it. You can just put Tom Cruise COVID rant. Tom Cruise is a psychopath. I guess I can see his frustration because they've been canceled. I mean, they probably canceled production on that movie so many times because of Rona. You know, that's with everything. You know, but I just thought that was pretty funny listening to him snap. I would have loved to see video of it with him like 5 foot tall with a mask on, like yelling at people. Basically saying he's going to fire whoever didn't, you know, listen to what he was talking about. You know, I mean, I get it. I get it, Tom, okay? I'm going to need you to chill out, though. I'm going to need you to calm, you fucking jets. But I just wanted to play a little quick excerpt from that. I don't know how good you could hear it, but again, you can just YouTube search it. I just thought that was funny. That was big time in the news this week. But, yeah, man. Hashtag 2020, man. It's about over with. This is being released on Christmas Day. And there's Kramer making his fucking presence known. I hope y'all have a good rest of the day, man. I hope you have a great Christmas. It's been a wild year, but if you're here listening to this, you're doing okay. And I'm glad that you're doing okay because I love you. You know what I mean? If you're feeling bad, I hope that you can get to feeling better. And just know that I love you and I appreciate all the support y'all give me. And we're going to keep this thing moving in 2021, man. We're almost out of 2020. Hopefully we survive it okay. If we don't, it wasn't meant to be. You know what I mean? But Chetty Bobcast, y'all be sure to like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. And I'll see y'all next year. Don't you hate when people say that? Whenever you're like, when it's right before the end of the year. And people say, see you next year. That makes me go into a fit of rage. My account is locked. I don't know what's going on. Well, I love y'all, man. Have a good rest of the day. Chetty motherfucking Bobcast. Peace.